Esther, chapter 5. Now it came to pass on the third day that Esther put on her royal apparel and stood in the inner court of the king's house, over against the king's house. And the king sat upon his royal throne in the royal house, over against the gate of the house. And it was so, when the king saw Esther, the queen, standing in the court, that she obtained favor in his sight. And the king held out to Esther the golden scepter that was in his hand. And so Esther drew near and touched the top of the scepter. And then the king said to her, "What will you, Queen Esther, and what is your request? It will be even given to you the half of the kingdom." And Esther answered, "If it seems good to the king, then let the king and Haman come this day to the banquet that I have prepared for him." And then the king said, "Cause Haman to make haste, so that he may do as Esther has said." And so the king and Haman came to the banquet that Esther had prepared. And the king said to Esther at the banquet of wine, "What is your petition? And it will be granted to you. And what is your request? Even to the half of the kingdom it will be performed." And then Esther answered and said, "My petition and my request is, if I found favor in the sight of the king, and if it pleased the king to grant my petition and to perform my request, let the king and Haman come to the banquet that I will prepare for them, and I will do tomorrow as the king has said." And then went Haman forth that day, joyful and with a glad heart. But when Haman saw Mordecai in the king's gate, that he did not stand up nor move for him, he was full of indignation against Mordecai. Nevertheless, Haman refrained himself, and when he came home, he sent and called for his friends and Zeresh his wife. And Haman told them of the abundance of his riches and the multitude of his children and all the things in which the king had promoted him, and how he had advanced him above the princes and servants of the king. And Haman said, "Moreover, yes, Esther, the queen, did let no man come in with the king to the banquet that she had prepared but myself. And tomorrow I am invited to her also with the king. Yet all this avails me nothing, so long as I see Mordecai the Jew sitting at the king's gate." And then Zeresh, his wife, said, and all his friends said to him, "Let a gallows be made 50 cubits high, and tomorrow you speak to the king that Mordecai may be hanged upon it. And then you go in merrily with the king to the banquet." And the thing pleased Haman, and he caused the gallows to be built. End of chapter.